Absolutely beautiful. That was These Are the Special Times, and that is from the album Christmas Land, which is by Jonathan Antoine. And I'm really delighted to be joined on the line by Jonathan. So are you there, my love?
I am. Hello.
Hello. Lovely to talk to you. What a voice.
Oh, thank you, and lovely to talk to you as well.
You shot to fame in 2012 following your amazing audition on Britain's Got Talent, and the clip went viral and went on to be one of the world's most viewed television auditions of any performer in history. Five albums on. We're talking about Christmas Land, which is the new album, but before we do, how old were you when you discovered that you had this gift of this voice?
Oh, man. well, thank you very much. I've been singing since I can remember, pretty much. I've always, even as like a 5-year-old, I was kind of boogieing down in the living room to you know, the classics on the radio. Mm. I Breathe Again by Adam Rickett. Anyone remember that one?
Oh, that, yes, yeah.
That dates me a little bit, but, you know, I've always had a passion for music and enjoying it. And, yeah, I sang in school functions when I was in primary school, and then I started having singing lessons in high school, and I just never stopped. So the bug really caught me there.
Yeah. And what sort of bands did you grow up? I mean, you mentioned about Adam then, but what bands and vocalists have inspired you when you were younger?
Good question. One of the big inspirations for me was actually Maroon 5. I remember singing, there was a PS2 game that had, it was like a karaoke game, yeah. And it had This Love by Maroon 5 on it, and I remember singing that so many times, probably pretty unexpected, but yeah, Maroon 5, Adam Levine's voice was an early inspiration for me, actually.
You've got this fantastic classical voice, and did you have to do a lot of, was it naturally already there, or did you have to do a lot of training to get that voice out?
For the most part, a lot of it was kind of there. It's because in school you're taught, you know, either the music theatre or the ABRSM. So it kind of naturally leads into the classical stuff. So I really did fall into it just by chance.
Going back to 2012, so Britain's Got Talent, which is a fantastic show and a great opportunity for so many artists with that live audience. Now, you were only 17 when you and Charlotte auditioned. I watched it again this morning and you look so nervous. What was it? What was the whole experience like?
Oh, man. It's it feels like a distant, a different universe, even like it happened to someone adjacent to me, and not quite myself.
It's
so bizarre to think. I mean, even to this day, it's one of the biggest venues that I've been at.
Mm.
It's, you know, you walk out as a kid onto the stage of the Hammersmith Apollo, and the heat coming off of all the people in the audience, you can feel it. It's like an engine in there. It's a remarkable thing, an almost indescribable feeling.
Mm.
It's all of the terror and all of the excitement in the world at the same time.
Yeah.
And it all wants to rush out of you all at once, and it's terrifying and incredible.
And obviously, before you get to that stage, you've got other auditions you have to go through. So it builds up, doesn't it, to that moment of actually going up there. But you did, I mean, you both did so amazingly well. And I was watching it again this morning, and I'm quite hard-hearted, I'd have to say, Jonathan, and even I had tears in my eyes.
Oh, thank you.
You're from Essex. I didn't realise you're an Essex lad.
I am. End of the Central Line is my domain.
Ah, right, okay. I had no idea. You've got so many fans. So just have to say a shout-out to Glenys, to Jan at Bourneville Road, I think she said, and Morag as well, and Catherine.
Oh, Jan at Bourneville Road. I love it. I'm incredibly lucky with... there are people who... I mean, the fact that there are people who, for one, have been with me the entire journey, basically since day one. And then there are people who they'll come in like this week and they'll become fast friends. And it's as though like the people who have been with us for so long and the people who are just here, we're all just people and we all get along and we try and make something beautiful out of the world.
Now, besides the music, you're also an ambassador for the well-being of young people, and you recently co-authored a children's book to help children overcome the effects of bullying, which is going to be in a documentary as well called Anxious Nation.
I think so. It's I've worked with the wonderful director Steve Purcell for my last album prior to this one, and it's something that he asked me to do, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful documentary. And yeah, I'm very much about trying to, I guess, prevent, it's the idea of prevention versus protection, I suppose, is, educating one another to understand that we each have feelings and how precisely we can affect one another, in ideally positive ways, but also understanding that our actions can have negative consequences. And so to just think of us in a complex way and imagine that they too are people, because they are, is vitally important, I think.
Yeah, and it's because people sit behind their, especially if people have been on TV and people think they have a right to say something horrible about somebody. I never understand it. And they wouldn't say it to somebody's face as they were walking down the road, but they feel it's acceptable to put it on social media.
Yeah, and I think that we're all actually guilty of this in some degree. You know, we'll see someone or something and either think to ourselves or say to the group around us something. And I think that this perhaps in a sense is just normal behaviour. You know, we try and pick out the odd one out, I suppose. But I think that, again, being aware of that and actively trying not to do that is it can really bolster your character.
Now, the new album is called Christmas Land, and it's out on the 4th of December, recorded at the legendary Abbey Road. And you've got the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and New Zealand Tudor Choir. And tell us about how you actually came to record the album, who you've been working with as well, producer-wise.
Yeah. It's been really bizarre, particularly at the moment. Being at Abbey Road and seeing that, the last album was recorded there too, so I have the sort of regular experience where you go in and you record. I say regular, it's still Abbey flipping road. to go back there and have all of the corridors be one way and have certain limitations on how many people can be in each room, it's really weird, particularly for recording orchestra. Usually I would be in the room with them shooting the demos, the first initial rough tracks that we work from, but I've because my whole thing is to blow air all over the place, I have to be relegated to a booth, and we can't have different types of orchestral performance going on at the same time. So for woodwinds and wind instruments in general, they're also blowing air all over the place, so they have to be done separately. The violins have to be they're 2 meters apart, and usually in an orchestra you're relying on hearing each other, so it's all kind of completely upside down and on its head, but we somehow made it through.
How fantastic to be able to sing with an orchestra. Just must be the most amazing sound, doing everything live together.
Yeah, for this album, it's all live. It's all most of the tracks you couldn't put a steady BPM to, because we are moving and flowing together. Yeah. And the arrangements by the immaculate Chris Walden, it just makes me so proud, because these are versions. The way that I say it is that they're the versions of the song that I've always heard in my head, but there are always things that I never expect as well. It's both incredible aspects of things that I love.
Now, what's your personal favourite? There are actually 12 tracks, so run through the tracks that are on, because we are going to end with one of my personal favourites, which is Amazing Grace. But tell us about some of the tracks on the album.
Oh, man. Yeah, it caps off with Winter Wonderland, which is just a classic. And this is one where Chris really pulled through on the arrangement because it's so different and so lush. Mm. There's the potential for this song to be a little bit chintzy and a little bit, you know, kitsch. But I think that it pulls through based on the arrangement and a really wonderful melody.
Mm.
White Christmas is probably my favourite Christmas song of all time. It's the one that I went into this album kind of saying, okay, this one actually needs to be on. Yeah. The rest I'm pretty flexible about.
Yeah. And you've got the Tudor Choir with that one as well.
Yeah, yeah. The Tudor Choir are on quite a few of these.
Mm.
it's all been such a whirlwind, I hardly remember what's what.
I think they're on Holy Night, they're on Amazing Grace, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing as well, and Silent Night.
The Silent Night is like a tribute, in a way, to a wonderful friend who we've lost along the way. There's a German verse in there that I hope she's smiling at from wherever she is.
It's a fantastic album, really. Did you actually have any tinsel? Because I think Christmas has to have tinsel. Did you have any tinsel in the studio?
No, not this time.
Oh, not allowed. Probably not COVID safe. You know, I mean,
not compliant.
A lot of people, obviously musicians all over the UK and all over the world, having a really tough time because of venues. You can't do live shows at the moment. How have you been coping with the lockdown?
Yeah, it's been really weird. As I was when it all started, I was out in America actually, so it was really weird, kind of going through airports and seeing people steadily wearing masks. And yeah, but by the time I came home, just after that, everything shut down.
Yeah.
So since then, I've more or less been at home, which has been really, really strange.
Yeah.
Even performing is very much, it comes and goes, you know. It's hard to do something every week, but you miss so much. It feels like I did do something recently that I'm not sure that I'm at liberty to discuss fully, but I only realized then, when I was doing this thing, that just how much of a part performing and being on stages for me.
Yeah.
It's you don't know what you got till it's gone, I suppose.
And obviously there's no gigs at the moment for anybody, but next year, are you hoping to get back out there as soon as, you know, it's possible to get back into the theatres? And are you going to be doing a tour, or is it still at the moment unsure because of what's happening with COVID?
Yeah, and I think that we're all in the same position here. Everyone's kind of waiting to see what exactly happens. I mean, I've still got the tour for my last album to do that's rescheduled for next year. So it's, as long, everything, you know, God willing, with great luck, we'll be back out there next year.
Now, just to say, actually, you've had two best-selling albums with your singing partner Charlotte, and then as a solo artist, you've had three massive classical albums as well. Was it always the dream to have an album when you were 17? Is that the main thing that you really wanted to do?
I suppose so. For me, I was in such a place that all I wanted to do was survive, which just, I suppose, sounds melodramatic, but I wasn't sure what each day held for me, and I wasn't sure what the future held for me in general. And so just the idea of being able to survive, being able to do what I love, was that's enough for me.
Now, Morag has just said, the voice of gold you've got. I want a fan like that. Can you, Morag, can you add me as a friend? I want to get these messages every day. They'll put me on top. You've got great fans. So this album is out on the 4th of December on all platforms. It will put you in the Christmas mood. It's been a pretty ropey year for everybody, so it'd be lovely to have some music. Get hold of a copy. It's 12 tracks and got some great traditional Christmas tunes on there, but done with your extraordinary voice. And also you've got the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the New Zealand Tudor Choir. So we're going to end on Amazing Grace. Tell us about the recording of this one.
Oh, this is a song that I think if you know English And perhaps even if you don't, you have sung the melody to this song.
Mm.
It's something that I wanted to sort of be a bit of a touchstone. You know, it's kind of relevant across so many different cultures. And I thought that to kind of bring it into my style, to do something a little bit more special with it, we'd have Marco translate that verse into Italian, which is... When I heard it, when I saw it, and saw the words that were translated, you know, it brought tears to my eyes.
And
it's hard for me to get particularly emotional at my own stuff.
Mm.
So that's a big testament to the incredible work that's gone in, not just on Marco's part, but on everyone's part to make this album truly something special.
And including your incredible voice as well, Jonathan. So thank you so much for chatting to us. It's lovely to chat to you. Such a nice guy. And the album, as I said, Christmas Land, is out on the 4th of December. This is you with your great voice and a wonderful production. It's Amazing Grace. You take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, and you too.
Thanks, love. Bye, bye, bye.
That grace.